Sonnet. One day I wrote her name upon the strand. By Edmund Spenser. One day I wrote her name upon the strand, but came the waves and washed it away. Again I wrote it with a second hand, but came the tide and made my pains his prey. "Vain man," said she, "thou dost in vain essay a mortal thing so to immortalize, for I myself shall like to this decay, and eke my name be wiped out likewise." "Not so," quoth I, "let baser things devise to die in dust, but you shall live by fame. My verse your virtues rare shall eternize, and in the heavens write your glorious name, where, when as death shall all the world subdue, our love shall live and later life renew."
To a Mistress Dying by William Davenant. Lover, your beauty ripe and calm and fresh as eastern summers are, must now, forsaking time and flesh, add light to some small star. Philosopher, whilst yet she lives, were stars decayed, their light by hers relief might find, but death will lead her to a shade where love is cold and beauty blind. Lover, lovers whose priests all poets are, think every mistress when she dies is changed at least into a star, and who dares doubt the poet's wise? Philosopher, but ask not bodies doomed to die to what abode they go. Since knowledge is but sorrow's spy, it is not safe to know. Poems on the Slave Trade, Sonnet 3, by Robert Southey. Oh, he is worn with toil. The big drops run down his dark cheek. Hold, hold thy merciless hand, pale tyrant, for beneath thy hard command o'er-wearied nature sinks. The scorching sun, as pitiless as proud prosperity, darts on him his full beams. Gasping he lies, arraigning with his looks the patient skies, while that inhuman trader lifts on high the mangling scourge. O ye who at your ease sip the blood-sweetened beverage, thoughts like these haply ye scorn. I thank thee, gracious God, that I do feel upon my cheek the glow of indignation when beneath the rod a sable brother writhes in silent woe.